Blog Talk Radio.
It's another new day. We made it to a new day. Welcome, everyone. As you can tell, I'm driving in the car once again. It's been 3 weeks. 3 weeks. I hate to leave y'all that long, but, you know, life happens, and, you know, I like to bring my topics up as life happens. You know, I don't like to try to, because I tried to do a structured show before, and, I mean, it wasn't that structured, but I feel like I need to be able to just say things when they come to me instead of try to structure them. It's all an excuse. I need to do more shows, so let me not even get into giving y'all a bunch of excuses. Hopefully your day went well. Hopefully you're off now. If you work more than 8 hours, hopefully you're about to get off, or hopefully you're just having a good day one way or another. Because it is a new day, by the way. Even though it's been 3 weeks since I spoke to you all, it's still a new day. Welcome to a new day. What is today? The 23rd of October, 5:31. We made it. Everybody should be excited. I'm on the road, leaving work, going home. Well, I'm going to the grocery store first because I got to get some food, you know. Try not to eat out that much. I can't say I don't ever eat out, but I have to make a better habit of just going to the grocery store and buying fresher food, you know what I mean? But even though there's a bunch of processed stuff in there, too. I'm just rambling about nothing. So anyway, we talk about lying, right? Lie to me. You know what I just found out? Or I kind of knew this, and it's cliche-ish, to say, but people kind of don't want to be told the truth all the time. I didn't realize, like, I knew that, but I didn't know that. Like, you know how you say your wife or your girlfriend or your significant other ask you, hey, who do I look like in this dress? And you never tell a woman, never. You never say to her, oh, you look kind of wide in that dress. You know what I mean? You never would say that. So you kind of, even if she does look wide in the dress, to that point, you wouldn't tell her that because that's just, you know, it would upset her, even though it may be true, but she'd rather you lie to her. And, you know, if you listen to me before, you know that I love the truth. I'd rather you tell me the harshest, almost meanest truth that almost make me upset, and it might make me upset, than to lie to me. But, you know, as I grow older as a young man, I still have a lot of learning to do. I'm nowhere near perfect. I'll never be perfect. But I learned that you can't always, just because I want someone to tell me the truth all the time, does not mean everyone else is going to want the same thing. I give you a couple examples. I'm hanging out with a brother-in-law, so to speak. His brother-in-law. I don't know why I even said so to speak. Brother-in-law. And one of his friends had said something. I forgot how the conversation went. And I agreed with his friend because that's the truth. I'm about the truth. When actuality, I just got a text, and I'm going to check that later. When actuality, you know, I should agree with the brother-in-law because he's the brother-in-law. Well, I just like to tell the truth. Even when I should lie, I like to tell the truth. But I was told by my significant other to lie to her. And it just, you know, my brain just, you know, I couldn't get around it because, like I said, if you listen to me before, I like the truth. I like it. It's the best way to go about things, even if it's harsh, even if it's hard. Even if it's hard pill to swallow, I want to know the truth. And I want to know exactly how you feel. I've had ex-girlfriends in the past tell me that they were cheating on me. Tell me. Yes, good. Tell me. Because now I know you're cheating on me. We don't have to play this song and dance, and this could be over with. Instead of just dragging me along in hopes to save my, you know, safe face or so, you know, I won't be upset. I'll get over it. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown man then. I'm a grown man now. And if you want to sit there and drag me along to hopefully not to hurt my feelings. No, tell me the truth. But the thing is, to the point of this, there's situations, just like I explained with the significant other asking you what I look like in this dress, or maybe even deeper, burn victim saying that, what do I look like, you know. You can't tell that person, I don't know how you ever going. No, you have to tell, you have to lie to that person. You have to lie to children about certain things. You just can't. I would love to tell the kids the truth. Mommy, daddy, where I come from? Well, I slept with your mother, and I was finished. Because I don't know, because, like, I'm trying to sit up here and not be vulgar to a child, just the thought of it. But I'm like, I slept with your mother. Me and your mother had intercourse. And after a man is done an intercourse, guess what happens? Sperm comes out, and it went into your mommy. And after it went into your mommy, 9 months later, you came out. And that's how you got here. But, you know, you can't say that to a kid. Because they'd be like, what does that even mean? But then, let's just think about this, though. If you tell that kid that lie, eventually they'll grow older and realize what, you know, tell the kid a lie about how the stalk brought you here, or you were brought over by carrier pigeon, whatever that old weird wise tale is. If you tell them that, eventually they grow older and they realize it for themselves. And it's funny because it makes me think about Christmas and how you told that Santa Claus brings his fat tail down the chimney and puts presents under your tree. I mean, logically, I think about that as an adult. Like, whoa, that don't even make any sense. You can't, nobody get down them chimneys. No way. And how is he getting to hundreds of millions of people in all in one night? But you tell children that lie because, you know, you don't want to, quote, unquote, wreck their childhood. So I get the lying thing, but I guess for me, it started with, I'm going to share a little childhood thing that happened to me one time. It's the reason why I like the truth, and, you know, it's probably the reason why I don't like lying to people at all, ever. But I do understand why you can and why you should. My father, they got me video games. This, I'm gonna age myself just a little bit. I got a new Nintendo, regular Super Nintendo video game, and my friend wanted to. No, it was a Sega Genesis video game. I had all the video games. Those were the good days. When you had to pay for nothing, and you fortunate enough, if you were fortunate enough to have someone get you a game system. Anyway, I'm sidetracked. So I got a Sega Genesis game. I was playing it with my friend. He asked to borrow it the next day. And usually, and I don't know, depending on the household, your parents don't want you letting friends borrow stuff. You know why? I'm sure you can answer why. Because they will steal it from you and you never get it back. And it happens with adults, right? You let your friends borrow stuff and you never get it back. You let people borrow money and never get it back. But that's how I like giving people money. Anyway, so I let my friend borrow the game the next day. My father, which never buys me video games, by the way, which I should have took this, but I'm a kid, I didn't know. My father bought me one game, one time. And he's like, so what happens? Because they used to keep close guard to my games, so I won't play them all the time, and I do my homework and do other things, be productive. And he said, so what happened to that video game? I said, I don't know, Daddy, I can't find it. So I go fake looking for it. 5 minutes go by. He said, I know you let your friend borrow that game, didn't you? I said, but I think I can find it. He said, you ain't got to lie to me. You tell me what happened. And I told him, I said, yeah, I let him borrow it. And he beat me so bad that I couldn't talk. Now, disclaimer, my father is a great man. He's a great man. You just get, you know, some people get beaten, some people don't. You can argue that beatings aren't helpful, but I think they are, but I'm not getting into that argument. That's not what we're talking about here. So there's nothing, my father was never abusive. We just got beatings when we did something he didn't like. And I got beat when I lied to him. So I couldn't talk. I went to my friend's house that same day to get the game. The next day after he played the game with me, the same day I got beat, I mean 2 minutes after he finished beating me, he told me to go get the game. So I go down to my friend's house. Hey, can I get the game? And my friend's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Tears run down my face, eyes pink red. And I took it back home to my father. He said, don't ever lie to me. And ever since then, I'm sure I've told plenty of lies. But, man, it's really hard to tell a lie. Like something in my system, you know, like my conscience or just it's undefinable. But this is feeling that I get when I lie to people, and I'm not a good liar, so I just don't like doing it. But I see why people want to be lied to. If you look heavy in a dress, you don't want to be lied to. You want to be told that you look good. I just don't want it to happen to me. I don't like to be patronized like I'm a child. Like, this is my biggest pet peeve. Don't patronize me. Just treat me like an adult. But at times, you can go even deeper. You can be out with a significant other, and they're like, oh, you having a good time? And maybe you're not having a good time. Maybe you're just like, oh, gosh, can this be over with? But you can't say that to that person because now you make that person, you got this whole snowball effect of how that person's going to feel when you tell them, I didn't really want to come here in the first place. So when you think about it that way, it's necessary to lie to people. We shouldn't have to, but in certain situations, in certain ways, you just have to because you can really mess with a person's psyche by just telling them how you feel. And then all of a sudden, they take it. You can't expect them to take, like, if you tell me the truth, I might be hurt a little bit, but I quickly get over it. You can't expect other people to be that way. I can't expect other people to be like me when it comes to hearing the truth. And so people want to be lied to. I just didn't ever realize that until I started to, you know, grow older. And my significant other was like, sometimes just lie to me, you know. Because the reason she said that, she'll be mad if she ever hears this, by the way, because I'm telling it. But she taught me a valuable life lesson, and I just wanted to share it with you all. Because we were going back and forth about going out. And I got in the car and said, we going out for you. I mean, I like to go out, but this ain't about me. It's about you. And she lost it. And that's because I got angry because, I don't know, when I have a certain way of wanting to do something, and then you switch it on me real quick, I got to switch it too, and I don't know. I'm working on it, everybody. I'm working on it. Point is, she made me realize I shouldn't have said that in that moment. When we were about to go out, I should have said, okay, let's go out. Let's have a good time. Even though I didn't feel like it. A lot of things in my life, I do because I feel like doing. I rarely go outside of my comfort zone. However, if you're going to be in a committed relationship, if you're with somebody you love, or if you're with some family member, or you're with some child, or you're with somebody that has a very, very thin psyche, sometimes you got to lie to them. But you don't have to lie all the time. There comes the problem. Lie when it's necessary. You can lie when it helps people improve their psyche. But don't start lying to the point where we don't know what the truth is. And I guess that's my whole point here, is that it's okay to lie to realize that people want to be lied to depending on the situation. But sometimes that's how it is. But other times, just I still keep to the truth. Because if you lie and lie and lie, now you got to start trying to build up a story or a situation that's not even true. Matter of fact, you'll be lying so much that you don't know which lie to keep up with. And that's the way I don't like to live. That's why I like to be honest. But sometimes you gotta lie to people in order to make them feel better and to make your situation as peaceful as possible, because that's what I'm about. Peace. So until next time, peace.